531. Of course, and our thoughts are with our country of Samoa as it continues on the election journey, which seems to be never ending. To give us his take on the latest twist in the turn that is Samoa's general elections, we have on the line with us straight from Apia, Le Susunga Yamta Afa Kenny Lesa. He is a political commentator and former observer, Samoa Observer editor. Talo Falavela Susunga Yamta Afa, and thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Good afternoon. Hello.
The decision by the courts yesterday, give us your summary of the decisions and your thoughts.
Well, you know, it was a very interesting decision. I think, you know, I haven't read the full decision yet, but from what I've seen, it appears to be a compromise between, you know, the parties. And what that clearly says, though, is that, you know, FAST has the numbers to continue as the government for now until the petitions process, which is going to take a while.
Yes, while FAST does have the number, it appears to have the law behind it as well, having all of its members sworn in on time last Monday. Noise from the caretaker is that he still wants to take care of business.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've always known that Tulaepa is not going to give up easily, and certainly after yesterday's decision, I listened to him last night, and he still believes that he's got control, and amazingly, he thinks that he's the one that should be calling the shots, when the numbers clearly say that it's 26-25. How he's going to call the shots, I don't know. But, you know, I think he should seriously consider now vacating that office and you know, moving on.
Yes, the biggest thing over the weekend was the video of the Prime Minister basically being told off like a young man, with the Archbishop basically telling him that he's been a disobedient son. How's that resonated among the community there?
I think it came as a big shock. It's created a lot of discussion. You know, there's a lot of people for and there's a lot of people against, which is what you'd expect with something like that. But for me personally, I think I was more shocked about the source. I did not expect that coming from the head of the Catholic Church, given that, you know, Tulaepa is a very devout Catholic. Although what was said, you know, you could have read this in the pages of The Observer for the last 20 years. But to have it come from such a senior official in the Catholic Church and the way it was delivered, you know, I thought it was very interesting. And I thought it was very timely because, you know, that needed to be said. And if he wasn't listening before, I think that definitely got his attention.
Yes, interesting. Many commentators were saying, well, here is one person the former Prime Minister is not going to come out against. And it was interesting that like a young son, he took what his father said with humility.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think that a lot of people are questioning whether the Archbishop had, you know, the right to say what he said. But I think it's the Archbishop's, you know, the pulpit is the Archbishop's platform. And, you know, you could easily reverse the roles and look at what Tulaepa has been doing as the Prime Minister, using his platform to abuse the church members and, you know, to tell the church leaders what to do. And so when the roles were reversed, the Archbishop was in control and he felt that, you know, he had to say what he had to say for the sake of peace and the sake of this country. And so, you know, what I also found very interesting was the fact that, you know, he apparently gave a sermon for the independence and that could not be screened. And so that led to what he said on Sunday. I thought that was quite interesting.
Interesting also that I think it could possibly swing some HRPP supporters in the opposite direction who are members of the church.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the more and more this drags on, I think a lot of HRPP supporters are waking up and they're realizing what's going on. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of them who have been standing by the party for years. You know, I'm talking about 40 years. But the more and more this drags on and more Prime Minister Tula Ipa behaves in a certain way, I think people are waking up and said, no, this is not what we want to see in the leadership of this country going forward.
Now, speaking with the Electoral Commissioner, he was saying in the last elections there were electoral petitions, but all of them were withdrawn. So with the 28 electoral petitions and 28 counter-electoral petitions, how long do you think this thing is going to play out for?
It's going to be a very long time. I'm guessing anywhere between a month and maybe 3 months. And looking at, so there's 28 petitions and then there's 28 counter petitions. So, and that's a lot. So even whatever happens now between FASTA and HRPP, these counter petitions can still change the government because, you know, we'll all have to go to by elections and, you know, and you know how it goes from there.
Absolutely. And in fact, things could backfire in this instance with those elections possibly being a fast woman coming through those by-elections.
Yes. Yesterday's decision has really opened up things up and anything could happen from here onwards. The other thing as well is, you know, without even going to the women representation, if the by-elections do happen and, say, FAST wins more seats there, then, you know, that might even not apply. So anything could happen from here onwards. I think the question is, how long will it take? And, you know, in what shape or form will it take? Because at the moment, there's so much uncertainty that, you know, we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh boy, interesting times ahead. But we do always, as always, appreciate your time and your wisdom and your inside knowledge of things that are happening on the ground there. Lausungam ta afa kenlisa. Thank you again, and we look forward to chatting again in the not too distant future.
Well, thank you for having me, Ete, and wish everyone a great day today. Wish you guys will all come to Samoa to enjoy the beautiful sun and beautiful, peaceful country we have.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Lausungam ta afa kenlisa. Political commentator, former editor of the Samoa Observer.